We are at the top, or towards the top of above the Metzia Daf Yud Test 19A. Here we go, Gufa. Gufa, let's go back a little bit. Somebody said yesterday, Matzah get Isha Bashuk. Let's say you find the divorce document of a woman in the marketplace. Bizman Shaval Moda, when the husband agrees, so you give it back to the woman. And Ba Moda lo yachsel lo zev lo zev. But if the husband doesn't agree, you don't give it back to either one of them, which is an interesting phrase that I think David was picking up on yesterday. What do you mean, give it back to one? You don't give back to either one of them. It's presumably you'd give back to one of them. You wouldn't necessarily just give it back to, you know, him, or you wouldn't necessarily give it back to her. So which one should we give it back to? The first phrase of the line says you give it back to the woman. But when did we ever find that you give it back to him? Says, when it comes to the husband who says that, yes, it's a real get, so then you give it back to the woman. Let's say that there's a predating problem, meaning that it was, and this is similar to what we talked about last week by Shtar Chov, if there's a loan that was predated from, dated earlier than the loan was actually given, so then we got problems with who you can collect Shibin Chasim from. The Azal Baal Zabin Peire, and then the husband would have, sold fruit, Minisan Via Tishre, Umaf Galagita, the Kasa Vinisan, and the woman would then collect those fruit, because the get was written before that, and I guess it was her field.
Yes, it's her field.
It was her field, and he typically gets to collect the fruit of that field, but only while they're married. Va'asya lemitraf lekuchos shelo kedin. And then the woman who is trying to collect her field's fruit from the husband will go to the third party who bought from the husband and take it from them unjustifiably.
Regurgitate those apples.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they actually ate
probably
them, but yes.
Probably value, I would assume.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, why aren't we worried? Once there is an opinion in Gittin Dav Yud Zayin that says once the husband already wants to divorce her, so then he has no right to the peiros anymore. Imagine if you're just sort of keeping a marriage alive so you can, mooch off of her land. So that's obviously not good. So the halacha is he doesn't get any of the peiros anymore. Already when he says we're not going to, we're going to get divorced. So presumably if he wrote the get, so then he's already considering divorce. Elamanta Amar Yesh Labal Peiros Ad Shas Nesina Ma'iklamim. But according to the opinion that says he can eat from the fruit of the land until their actual get is given over. So then how do you understand this the lack of concern here with the finding of the get? So this is Gemara Kiyas Lamitra Famrin Allah Aitzi Raya Emas Matigit Lidach. So this is kind of like a separate takana that we didn't know about before, but we have this policy that when, I don't know if it's a literal policy, but it's something that we would do if she comes and tries to take the fruit. We say, whoa, how do you know these are yours? Prove to us that you got the get at that point, not just that it says that on the document. Umayishna mishtar yechov. And why would it be any different from loan documents? And right, this is what we talked about last week, that we're worried about a third party collecting, or a third party being stiffed. I'm looking for a nicer word than stiffed. A third party getting their stuff taken away from them because the dating was wrong on the loan document that said that really the loan happened before they bought their stuff from the borrower, and really it happened afterwards. But there we do say you don't give it back because we're worried about that. So Gemara says Hasam Nami Lehader V'Chias L'Mitrav Neim Le'Aisiray Emas Matzish Darchov Lidach. Why don't we say the same logic that we say for the woman here, that whenever the woman would come, or the in that case the lender would come to take from the third party, we would say to the lender, hey, prove to us that the loan actually was given at that time or was due at that time. Amri, hacha gabe get isha, asi lukech v'tava. When it comes to a woman's divorce document, it's typical or it's expected that the third party, the buyer, would ask the woman such a question. Amar, hai da adruha nihala rabana ligita. He says to himself that the Beis Din gave her back some kind of proof. Rabana ligita. The hai da adruha nihala rabana ligita mishum delo ti agin v'teitiv. So that she doesn't stay unmarried, single, what we would call an aguna, for her whole life. And therefore, she has a document. Hash the kas lemitraf, tezel v'sai siraya emas matigit liyada. Let her go prove it when she got the get. I guess because Beis Din was involved, so let's see what the flip side is. Hacha gabi shtarchov lo asi lo kech v'tava. In the case of the loan, the borrower is not going to say, or the third-party buyer is not going to claim that against the lender and ask for proof, because mi de adruha niale rabban shtarchov pshita lemahilchasa adruha niale lemitrav hu. Obviously, the reason why they gave it back to him was specifically for the sake of getting his stuff back. As I guess the woman. And then, Shema mina kam rabbanu b'milsa, umekame didei matashtari le'adei. Okay, I think that is basically what it's saying is it's kind of a commentary on the rabbanan, but it's saying is the Beis Din's main purpose when they give the woman the get is so that she can get remarried. And for them, the timing on the get is not as important as the fact that she gets the get so she can use it for getting remarried. And therefore, they're not really looking to make sure that, you know, the divorce happened at the exact same time. But when it comes to a loan document, the entire purpose of giving him that shtarchov is for the sake of him getting his money back. So when we're talking, when they are giving him a document which would allow him to get his money back, they're going to be more scrupulous about what the dating is on the document. So that he can properly get his money back. That's how it sounds. I don't know if it's, yeah. I don't know how else to say it, that the rabbanim just don't look into it as much for the woman. It's not like a negligence thing, it's just that's what they're interested in. I don't know. The Mishnah had said, if you find the shtar of a shichror eved, if you find the freeing, the slave freeing document, so then you also don't give that back. You do give back. You don't give that back. The get you said you give it back. If he's moda. Okay. Tan Rabbanan matzah shtar chov shtar shichra b'shuk b'zman sharav moda yachzul evet. So similarly, if the master agrees, yes, I freed him. So then you give it back to the slave. In harav moda lo yachzul loza loza b'zman sharav moda miha yachzul evet v'amai nechashem akasav litin lo nisam v'lo nasa tishrei v'azol avd v'kana. Nixin, minas and ratishrei, the azul rav is av ninu. So, what happened? They wrote a document which said that he was freed in Nisan, but he didn't give it until Tishrei. And then the Eved bought property in that time period when he was still an Eved. And then the rav, the master, went and sold that property. And the Eved's going to come along and say, hey, I was freed when my master sold that property. How did the Eved buy it in the first place? Okay, yeah. I guess it's assumed that when the Eved went and bought the property, it was done for the master.
Everybody thinks he's still an Eved at the time.
Which between, he was.
Between the incident. Well, he
didn't get a document.
According to that, he's not because he got it. He's not because he didn't get the document
right.
Yet, but he looks like.
But he has right. It looks like he wasn't in Evid, but he really wasn't Evid. That's the problem. So the master sold the land under the assumption that it was really his, because it was really his. And then the Evid is the one that's going to collect from the Lukuchos. I guess that's basically the same thing as the woman. So Hani Chaman to Amar Zuchos Hula Evid Shios Mitach to Rabel Cheros. So then Shapir, what in the world does that mean? Is this a Zachim Ladim Shalom B'Fanav type of thing? Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I never thought about that. That by the get, we have a sefer krisos from Nasan Biyadah. There has to be a nesina. There has to be an actual transfer of the document to the woman. By an eved, what we're saying here is, according to Abaye, when the witnesses sign on the dotted line, and they say, this man shall be free, what we are invoking is the principle of Zachen L'Adam Shelo B'Vanav. When they sign on the line, they are effectively freeing him from that moment. He didn't know that, and I guess he was still working until Tishrei, which might be a problem according to Abaye. But what we're saying is that retroactively, he was really freed at that moment. He was really freed. And the question is just, are we able to do that remote freeing? There's got to be a better word for that. Remote redeeming, that the witnesses, because it is an objective benefit, it's a universal benefit for the slave to be free. Therefore, they are freeing him from that moment, even though the slave doesn't know about it. So that's why it would make sense according to Abaye that we're not worried because it really is his land. Elaman d'amar chov hula avid shos mitachas yad rab l'cheros. But if we're going to assume, like the other opinion, not Abaye, that really the Eved, it is not necessarily beneficial for the Eved to be freed from their master. Who knows what kind of skills they have? Who knows what kind of financial stability they have? Maybe it's better for them to be under the support of the master. So therefore, when the witnesses sign on the dotted line, they're not effectively freeing him. So then, Ma'ikla Meymar, why are we not concerned with the fact that the Eved is going to pull this trick because the date on the document is too early. So Gemara says, "Dechias the mitra farmin alei aitzi raya my emas mata shichro liadach." We said that by the woman, the main focus of the woman was to get divorced so that she can remarry in there. For the document is not so scrupulous and not so careful about the date. But when it came to a document of a loan, so they are more scrupulous because the whole purpose of the loan is in order for him to collect his money. By the Eved, I don't know. What's the main purpose of an Eved's freeing? It's presumably to get his freedom.
Well, we have this conflict as to whether it's advantageous or not advantageous to be freed. And so what's the halacha? I don't remember. I know we went through it. We went through this issue.
Oh, I don't know. We can look at the notes here. But I'm just wondering, before we had this question, what's the difference between the woman and the woman and the loan lender? That you would ask the loan lender, but you wouldn't ask the woman. And we said in the end of the day, because it all comes back to the original purpose of that document. If the document was for the sake of collecting on his loan, so then the rabbis are going to make sure the date is right. But for the woman, who's the purpose of the document is for her to get remarried, they're not going to necessarily care so much about the date. So by the Eved, would they care so much about the date? I guess we're talking about him getting his own property rights, but I guess you're doing that with the woman also. I don't know. It's an interesting one. But when, you know, we'll, the third party will ask this question, even though they wouldn't ask it of a loan. Daitiki matana. If you find the daitiki, was that the receipt? No.
Daitiki, it says here, sick bed wills.
That's right. The will and last will and testament. So Tana Rabbanan, ezuhi daitiki, what is it? Da tehe lemekam valios. It is a conjugation of smaller phrases. This shall be to be established.
It says here, valid and enduring.
Valid and enduring, okay. She'im meis nechas l'ploni, that if the person dies, his property should go to so-and-so. Matana, the Braisa then says, what is a matana, or shtar matana? Kol shekasav el mihayom l'achar misa. You know, from today and after I die. Alma iksiva mehayom l'achar misa hudekani v'lo lokani. If it doesn't have that phrasing, so it's not good enough. Amar bai hachi kamar ezohi matnas bari shehi kamat nashkiv. What kind, it's not just saying what's a matana. It's saying what kind of matana is tantamount to a matna shchivmira, daitiki case, delokani, daitiki is different than a matna shchivmira. Matna shchivmira is someone who says it on their deathbed and maybe is not so clear-headed. Delokani el ala achar misa, they only collect it after death. Kol shekasav mehayom l'achar misa. Okay, I guess it's saying that you have to have this specific language if you want it to be as strong as a last will and testament type of thing. I'm not sure. Is daitiki the same thing? I guess daitiki would be also only after he dies. So Ratna Shechmira and daitiki are the same thing, I guess, but the daitiki is the document. Tamad ha'amar tenu. Ha'amar tenu, nosnin. The only reason why you need that kind of language and that language only happens, only takes effect to transfer ownership after the death is because it doesn't say the word tenu. Give it now. If, however, he would have said the word tenu, so then it would happen right away, even before, I guess, even before he dies. Or minhu. But wait a second, says the Gemara. Matza daitikaos apotikaos, which was... It's basically like a guarantee that the borrower gives this piece of land for the sake of the loan. Umatanos, af al pi sheshneim modin, lo yachzor lo zeh v'lo lo zeh. You don't give it back. So the Braisa says you never give it back, even though we said in our Mishnah you would. Maybe he changed his mind or something like that. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Lokasha. The two cases are not the same. Habibari v'habishchiv mira. The Bari case is when it was a matana, which is usually designated. The language was usually used for shchiv mira. But the person was healthy. So when you use that kind of language of a shchiv mira, even though you're healthy, we are going to be worried that maybe you went back on it. Maybe you changed your mind later on. V'ha, in our Mishnah where it says tenu, or when we imply that the word tenu means you give it right away, that's talking about b'shchiv mira, which is more... like a more bona fide giving. Masnis de Katani Ha Amar Tenu nos nibish chimera devar mehadar hu. If he said the word Tenu, he can still change his mind.
So I read in my equilibrium.
What are we worried about? Dilma kasva meikar lahai v'imlech v'lo yava niyali niyale v'adar kasva li'inishachrin of yavile niyale. Maybe he changed his will and testament. Hashda kahadar bei miyahud yava niyale. And the one who's giving it, and the one who he is changing his mind to, is the second one. And therefore he said tenu. Tenu is like a more forceful word. It can overcome any document that he had given to the second guy. Okay, I don't know why we're going through this complicated case. Even matnas bari yavale, if, however, it was a matana from a healthy person, uh, Leslie Pseda, the Chinav Katarti, Basrei Sazachi. The second guy is not going to lose out because he's got a shtar. The Hadar Beimi Kamaisa. We're going to assume that because the second document was dated later than the first one, that he's the one that really meant to be the recipient of the gift. Okay. So why is that any different? I mean, is this a question? It sounds like a question. Hold on. And I guess that's why we give the document back? I don't understand this. The case of the Shchiv Mira and the case of the Matana are the same, and therefore, who cares? Just give him back the document because he gets it anyway. I'm a little lost here. Gemara did not establish what the case was properly for me. However, let's see the flip side, if that's going to help. Kikatani bebraisa, afa pisha shnei modim lo yachzer lo lazev lo lazev. When the braisa says you don't give it back to either one of them, even though they both agree, that's bebari. Delav bar miadarhu. It's a healthy person who is not the kind of person that you could get it back from. That's the second guy who has a second shtar. Can't get it. Damrin and Dilma Kasva Lahaime Ikara. Maybe you wrote to the first guy. He never gave it to him. Then he gave it to another person. Okay. And now, when you find the shtar, the giver of the matana is going to change his mind from giving it to the second guy and wants to give it back to the first guy. What am I supposed to do? Because they're going to see the first guy's star. Is that what it's saying? I can't give it back to the second guy, or I can't take it away back from the second guy, because they're going to say to Beis Din, or then I'm going to have to say, Dana Lahayavda, I did give it to the first guy. Vinihadrini Ali Ksava, Kihechi Dichimafik Ha Ksava, Dekadim Zachabehu. Because when I gave it to the first guy, the shtar was misdated, then the second guy is going to get it. Oh, no, the first guy is going to get it away from the second guy. I'm so confused why we have to go through all this. This comes back to Bari and Shchiv Meira, so I'm not really familiar with. The Mishnah had said, that a last will and testament cannot be given back. It's not given back. The last will and testament is not given back. The Braisa says, that you don't give it back either. I guess our Mishnah said that if they agree, you can give it back. Hold on. Yeah. Our Mishnah said that if they both agree, so then you give it back. Well, that was the implication, I think. Our Mishnah says you don't give it back, and our Braisa says you don't give it back. So I'm at a loss here. So Hababari, the Braisa, which says you never give it back, even when they agree, that's with a healthy person. The shtar is found. Babari. And our Mishnah is talking about a shchiv mira, which implies when you do say the word tenu, it works already. I don't know why we need this whole complicated case with the two people. The Ritva says this is all a later addition from the Gaonim. This whole complicated case, and I have no idea why we need it. But it is throwing me for a loop. The Gemara then talks about, which the Ritva says is from the Gaonim, that the Gemara then now talks about a whole complicated case about why it is that we're worried about the Bari's Matana, but we're not worried about the Shchiv Meira's Matana. That maybe it was really meant to give to another person. The Mishnah, which says technically you could give it back if they both agree, I assume that's what the case is, that they both agree that it's a real matana, the problem might be that the second guy is being shortchanged. The second guy who had gotten the gift is now not getting it anymore because the matana shchiv mira is changing his mind. But we say, leis leipseda, he's not losing out because ultimately he'll be able to bring the document that he has and get it. But when it comes to the Braisa is a case of a bari, which is not the type of thing that you can go back from. Because maybe he wrote it to the first guy, changed his mind, gave it to the second guy. Now he wants to give it to the first guy again. And in order to make sure that the first guy gets it, he's going to have to lie to Beis Din and give it to him. And he'll be able to do that. So now we're saying, in order to prevent the Bari from lying to Beis Din and getting it to the first guy, we're not going to give it back. Something like that. So Gemara says, rather, El Amrinan Lay, Anan Haik Seva Lo Yavinan Lay Lahai. We're not going to give this shtar to the one it was written for. Dilma Michtav Kasavta Miav Lo Yahavta Niali, because maybe you wrote it for the first guy, but you never gave it to him. V'yahavta le'inish achrina, and you really gave this matana to somebody else. V'kahadarta bi bay, and now you changed your mind, and you want to give it back to the first guy. Ilo yahavta le'inish achrina, if it's true that you never gave it to the second guy, v'kabayis de tesva lahai, and now you just want to give it to the first guy, k'siv le'hashik sav achrina v'yavi ne'alei. Now write another one. Write another document that you want to give it to him. Because if you're not telling the truth and you really did give it to a different person, he won't lose out because he'll have a shtar that says he got it. He got it first. Okay. Maskular of Zvid. V'ha'idi v'idi daitikos katani. But both the Mishnah and the Braisa say the word daitiki, which means that it is a matan shchiv mira. So how can you establish this? The Braisa is talking about a bari, who we're asking to write another shtar for, another shtar for his the person he wants to give it to. El Amr of Zvid, Havaha, Bishkavir. So we throw that one out. That whole complicated concept, we throw it out.
Okay, now.
Yeah, now let's work
again.
Don't worry about it anymore. Havaha, yeah. And now both of these are Shkivnera, which is the implication of Daitiki. Then Lokasha, Ha Bey, the Ha Bibrei. One document which we allow you to give back according to our Mishnah, if they both agree. It says the word tenu and is referring to him himself, meaning that he is the one that said it. And said, give this document back to so and so. The Havibrei, and the Bryce's case is when the son is saying it. And we don't believe the son. Masnisin, deka amar tenu, nosn bididei, davar mihadarhu. He's giving something which could be given back. Because he's still alive. Damrina inam yahavilina chachrina leis, but pseid to come babasra, basra hach zachi. When the two shtaros are come to Beis Din, one of them is going to be earlier. And the second one, which will then be later.
The second will be withdrawn.
The second one will get it somehow. I don't know how. But because the first one was, it's a later date, but I guess the first one was a mountain of Shechiv Mira, so we're going to say he only did it on his deathbed, something like that. Taha Hadarbe Mikama, because he clearly changed his mind. The second one's a later date, and he can change his mind. Ki Katani Bibraisa, however, Afa Pishishne Modim Le Asalo Zevlo Zet, even though both of them agree, we're not going to give it back. Why? Bibre, that's referring to the son. Tarmin and Dilma Kasav Avua Lahai Vimlech, because maybe the father changed his mind. Volyavin Eli Basar Avua Kasav Ihu. And maybe after the father died, the son wrote this one, Lina Shachrin, to another of Yahavale, and gave it to him, Vahashta Kahadar Bemiahu. And now the son is changing his mind from giving it to the second guy.
The son's is a forgery, so to speak.
Well, I don't know if it's forgery or if it's innocently done to the wrong person. he wants to say that my father really gave it to this first guy. And he'll give him, this is just like the Shemir case that we just went through. And the second guy is going to get it taken away from him. Even though the first guy starts first. I don't know when we say this, when we say the other one. V'niflog b'hadei. And I'll just split it with him somehow. Hilkach says the Gemara, Amrina le anan hai ksava lo yahavinan le lahai. We're not going to give it. Didilma michtav kasvei avua mihav lo yahavali. Maybe the father wrote this document and never gave it to him. That v'yahavte atl inishachrin, and then you give it to somebody else. V'ka hadart bay, and now you're changing your mind. Ela ikushta ka'amart yahav le avuch, if it's really true that your father had given it to him, not just written the document and never gave it to him. Zil at hashtag sivle shtarachrina, write another one. Dinam lo yahav le avua, because maybe you're wrong and your father never actually did. And then you wrote it some Nesle's Peseda. He won't lose out if you write a new one for the first guy, because Tikama Basra Kamazachi. That if two shtaros come before us for a matnas bari, meaning someone who is healthy, and that healthy one, it was given to one person, given to another person. The first one's going to get it because it was a healthy person who had given it over with the proper forethought. Yeah. I guess the underlying assumption in all of those jumping jacks that we just did was that a matna shchiv mira, we are going to give it to the later person because the matna shchiv mira is not as strong, whereas a matna bari will allow it to stay in the first person's possession. Tanravan and Tan Mata Shover, Bismanchi Ishamod Yaftalabal, and Ishamod Delo Yaftalabal, excuse me. The Brisa says that if you find a receipt for a get, so then if the woman agrees, yes, I got the get, it's a real receipt, so you give it back to the husband. If not, you don't give it back to either one. Bismanchi Ishamod Yaftalabal, Velechishtema Kasva Litain Benisan, Velanasna Ad Tishrei, Vazazabanta, L'ksuba b'tova sana minisana tishrei. Maybe she sold off the ksuba in the middle of Tishrei and Nisan, and now mavik leila shovar dechsiv minisan. They're going to produce the receipt that says, yeah, it was already done in Nisan v'asul mitraf, and then the husband can come and take back the land that was given for the ksuba. He's going to v'asul mitraf l'kuchol shelo kedin. He's going to take it back from the people that bought the tovas hana of the ksuba without justification, because really the document says Nisan, but it only actually happened in Tishrei. He would only get the lands that were after that. So Amar Rava. All right, we'll talk about this tomorrow. All right.